Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Join some food from Crave today. It's a restaurant here in Omaha. We love those guys, and thank you a lot.
Enjoying it.
Craig Buffalo and I were, mac and cheese.
Craig and I were just discussing that we don't want to know you if you don't like a cheese curd.
Freak.
Oh, yeah.
We had like a minute conversation. I mean, you might not want to eat a cheese curd, but once it's in your mouth, you have to know it's good.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to know you.
Yeah.
Every it's time, just hard to resist the temptation to wear it as a tiny hat.
It really is.
See, every,
but it turns out they are better to eat than wear.
You know why?
Cheese curds.
Because cheese a cheese is curd it. Is not a hat.
No, a cheese curd is not a hat.
No.
But cheese is. Well,
no, no.
A cheese curd.
And that's two different things.
No.
And you can go ahead and, you know, we don't have to argue about cheese curds. Let's just leave it at cheese curds. It's something that we agree on. You are wrong about cheese not being a hat, and I'm just going to have to live with that.
No, I like cheese. I got no problem with cheese. But it's not a hat.
Yeah, it's a hat. Right. People wear it all the time.
Yeah. It's a food.
Any form of cheese, be it a curd, be it a slice, what have you, not a hat.
See, anytime I've been in Green Bay for a game, cheese curds have been a breakfast.
Yeah, I'll bet they have. Really.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, Bloody Mary, a couple brats, and some cheese curds.
Yeah.
That's breakfast.
That's living right there.
Tailgating breakfast.
I'm not arguing.
That's also...
You mentioned...
Don't like your team, but I think I like the diet.
Three things I masturbate to are Bloody Marys, a brat, and cheese curds. Yeah.
That's also lunch, dinner, and a snack. In Green Bay.
It's being reported that Scarlett Johansson split with her husband after a couple of years of marriage.
What was the headline you saw, Craig?
It was...
Cancel?
Something about cancel your Scarlett Johansson sex doll order.
Yeah.
She's broken up with her boyfriend. Yeah, she's single again.
She's single.
Oh, so you can have the real one?
Yes, you can.
Was that the implication?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Girl. How you doing? How you doing?
So everybody's looking forward to
that. Does she have any five-star nudity?
She's naked. Remember, we have Mr. Skin has her completely naked in that weird movie she did about a murderer or something like that, what she is. It's just one shot of her standing there naked. I remember that photo he sent out.
Oh, yeah. The crazy?
Yeah, she played some vigilante. Warma. Yeah,
the
yeah.
Movie is called Under the Skin from 2013, and it is full frontal.
Yeah, full frontal, yeah.
Yes.
Hardwood floors?
No, and this I think she has. I think she got a merkin on this one.
No, no, that looks to be hardwood floors.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. Hold on, I'll examine the photos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me.
We'll wait for you.
Puss has jeweler glasses right. He puts on out there sometimes.
Let me get the. Those are hardwood floors. So
that's a 5-carat, and those are hardwood floors. I can see right there.
Let me get the buffer out. He is buffing the hardwood floor right now.
Yes, he is.
Hope nobody sees that. Sorry, I had to see that.
Yeah, I think that is her only nude role. So she doesn't qualify as Hall of Fame nudity. She's just 3 stars, great nudity.
She needs to have a sex scene, man. She's hot. And she's single. How you doing, girl? In case she's listening.
Yeah. Well, you know what that does to her.
Yeah.
Hearing random you say that.
Especially when they go...
Yeah.
There you go. That's her right there.
Oh, when they make noises like that, she likes that.
I just said, hey, how you doing, girl?
No, you went, oh.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
Afterwards or before?
Afterwards.
Both. Okay. Okay, how you doing, girl? Yeah.
How about that one? How you doing?
GameLink.com.
My favorite.
Has reported their list of top sex toys of 2016.
Oh, okay.
Their sales reports show consumers are responding to the convergence of technology and sex.
I was going to say, does a good old-fashioned dildo or double dong still pretty high on that list? Puss says it is.
Or is it more are we leaning the virtual reality way?
Oh, we are leaning different technology way. Virtual reality is one of those.
You know, is it top how many?
This is 4.
Todd will agree. You never take off the butt plug.
1, 2, 3, 4,
butt plug
5.
Should always be in the top 10.
This is a top 5, so it's probably number 6.
Okay. Yeah. You know, it's like Lego
it's
or something.
It's a standard.
For the Toy Hall of Fame.
They say that consumers are reacting to adult products that are more responsive to their needs. At the top of the list is something called Oh My Bod's Bluetooth-enabled vibrating panties.
Whoa. So you put panties on and you talk into it or something like that?
No, it's Bluetooth, so you can have some sort of app on your phone to kick it in.
Like, you could probably call it.
So I'm talking into the panties last night. Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing,
How about we just see what it says here?
Okay.
How about we just see what it says
stupid
here?
Stupid ideas.
No. Just let me guess, all right? What is it called? Oh My Bod Bluetooth?
Enabled vibrating panties.
All right, so Puss would put a pair of those on.
Mm-hmm. Or have one on.
And then I would let him know that I'm thinking about him by calling it.
Oh.
It would activate itself
that
way.
Your partner is actually squeezing your junk from across the town.
The user or the partner.
Or a woman could wear these too, I guess.
Yeah.
Not just a hermaphrodite.
Not just not the big age.
A user or a partner can control the vibration.
Yeah, Todd was right.
By their smartphone. So it's not just calling them and it vibrates in their drawers. You can actually control the vibration of the thing.
Okay, so you're going to tell your wife, go to work today, honey, and make sure you wear those panties so I can.
Some people would. Some people are fine with that.
Well, I know, on certain days.
A lot
maybe.
Of people are fine with that.
Not on a period day, she's not going to want to wear it.
Well, we're not talking about
I'm bloated.
About
I'm not
days.
Wearing the buzzing panties.
Generally, Bluetooth only has a range of about 50 feet.
Oh, really?
So, but you could.
You got to work together then.
Say you went out for a nice dinner. went out for the evening. She's got them on. You've got the app.
We'll have the cheese curds. Oh,
right.
She must like cheese curds.
Right.
Yep, she does.
Every time Craig said control the vibration, I'm in the mood to hear Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
I'll play it.
Yep.
Feel it.
Control the vibration.
Yeah.
Apparently at number 2 is the multi-speed LoveBots Ultra Bader Thrusting and Swirling Auto Stroker.
They need some shorter names.
With 3 speeds of swirling rotation sensation.
Is this a machine that takes up half the basement?
I doubt it.
That's what it sounds like.
You got to add on a
in the 50s. In the 50s it did. Now it's smaller.
Right? It's much smaller now. Yeah. That was number 2.
It's an auto stroker, basically. I heard that part.
What are those machines that look like?
But it's a thruster and a swirler as well.
I've seen that.
They look like small.
I don't know.
Okay.
There's a machine that looks like small pommel horses. That they.
And a woman straddles it, and it's just basically a big drill bit, a dildo
Not
drill.
Not the top 5, I don't think. Okay.
Sibians.
Although this may be.
That's what they're called, the Sibian machine. That one takes up half the basement.
Todd's basement.
Maybe not the newer models.
Well, we've got something that comes up that could take up a basement. There is and this is not it. There's the WeVibe 4 Plus Rechargeable Couples Silicone Massager. Allows couples to connect by a smartphone in the same room or even a different continent. Couples can play around with the screen on the smartphone and play around with the massager.
Feel it.
There's the LoveBots.
Oh, the cheese curds. She likes cheese curds. Sorry.
Now, earlier we had the thruster and the swirler.
In the morning.
This is just the LoveBots Auto Bader Swirling Masturbator.
Man.
And then at number 5 on the list of the top sex toys of 2016, according to GameLink.com, the LoveBots Jax Hammer Sex Machine 2.0.
God.
Hands-free accessibility, optional rotating base.
Man.
The next generation sex machine. I don't know any more about it.
It sounds like something you squat on. At least Puss thinks it is.
Whoa.
What? Is that something that you'd like to try?
This thing looks complicated. I'm looking at a YouTube video of it.
The Jax Hammer Sex Machine 2.0.
Is somebody sitting on it?
It kind of looks like a Sawzall that has a suction cup on the end so you can mount it. And then it goes up or it goes sideways.
Oh,
and
we'll have to order one.
It's got
or look at it.
Oh, boy. I just don't think taking care of yourself should be that difficult.
No.
Or that complicated.
No.
Can you post up the link and can you post up some of the videos? Are they not suitable for Facebook?
I don't know if Facebook will let me or not. We'll find out, I suppose.
Well, Twitter.
Holy
the link
goes.
Will let you do it.
Do
Whoa.
It. Do it. Feel it. Feel it.
There it goes.
Yeah, they turned it on in the video.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I can see it from here.
Feel the vibe. I can feel it.